You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. Apparently, people are able to print quote-unquote undetectable guns using 3D printing. Not sure the ammo is undetectable, but I guess these are like considered like plastic guns. We're going to kind of go into these and talk about what they're, what's the next thing we think people are going to try to smuggle onto planes and smuggle into locations to do their terrorist activity. There's also an injection, they think, that could actually help stop addiction. And it prevents, from what we understand, this particular injection, heroin, from getting to the brain by breaking down and hitting the opiate receptors and enabling addiction to happen. So they think they have an injection that can actually block this. Pretty cool stuff. We also find that millions of children are being wrongly labeled with psychiatric problems, according to one therapist who claiming that just too many kids are being smacked with diagnoses. That shouldn't be. It also looks like most men with erectile dysfunction don't seem to get treatment. They're still a little too embarrassed to go, or they're a little wary about trying the medication. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Following what has happened with, the Cleveland rescue of, these three women plus a daughter, Gina De Jesus, Michelle Knight, and Amanda Berry. These women had gone missing for over a decade between 2002 and, I believe, 2004. These three women were abducted. Another one as well, but they don't know if she was not at the house. From what we understand, we're getting more details as the day progresses. From what we understand, two of the women were often held in the basement. One woman was held in a room upstairs. They believe a six-year-old child is Amanda Berry's, who gave birth to her while she was in captivity. All right. According to the news station WOIO, reports that one of the women told police she had gotten pregnant more than once, but she lost the babies after she was beaten by her captor. At least one of the women, Gina De Jesus, knew Ariel Castro. Ariel Castro is the 52-year-old man who owned the house where they were held captive. He has been arrested along with his two brothers in connection with the case. From what we understand, Castro was a relative of De Jesus' best friend. Castro had also been to at least two vigils of the missing woman. From what we understand, he played in a band. In the neighborhood, people thought he was a cool guy. Nobody even knew. All three women had been released from Metro Health Medical Center early this morning. They had been taken to an undisclosed location in the Cleveland suburbs. And as more information comes out, we will tell you. My Lord, that is, just horrifying. And, the hero of the day, in addition to, the FBI and the police who had been working on this for about a decade, is neighbor Charles Ramsey. I love this guy. Apparently, he said he was outside eating his McDonald's, and he heard screaming. And according to him, he says, "I'm eating my McDonald's. I come outside. I see this girl going nuts trying to get out of a house. I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms." He goes, "Something is wrong here." Ramsey said he saw Berry struggling to get through a door that opened slightly enough to fit a hand through. He then kicked down the door. Amanda Berry rushed out with a six-year-old girl in tow. This is according to Bet News, BET. Berry apparently, she had been run. He let her use his phone to call 911. She immediately informed them that two other women, Gina De Jesus and Michelle Knight, were still in the house. Ramsey said he was shocked when he realized that the woman he freed was actually Barry. He didn't know it was Amanda Barry right off the bat. You know, I mean, remember, we heard about her story about 10 years ago, little snippets in the news since then. But unfortunately, you know, with names like Amanda Knox being in the news and, you know, Casey Anthony and Jody Arias, unfortunately, names like Amanda Barry can very easily get lost in the shuffle. So he didn't realize it was Amanda Barry until finally, you know, somebody, when he made the connection. And, you know, he said he never would have expected anything strange going on at that house. He said, we see this dude every day. I barbecue with this dude. We listen to salsa and eat ribs together and whatnot. We had not a clue that a girl was in his house or anyone against their will. Now, Ariel Castro and his two brothers have been arrested, which we spoke about. What I love about this, what happened here with Charles Ramsey is, you know, we have a lot of, unfortunately, this isolationist attitude where people don't want to get involved in other people's drama. And, you know, I was taught, you know, when I was learning self-defense and when I was teaching self-defense, you know, to scream fire, okay, as opposed to screaming I'm getting attacked or I'm being raped, because many people won't come over. All right. They're so worried about, you know, protecting their own skin. And so when you say fire, people will always want to run and look at a fire. And they'll want to make sure that their possessions aren't going to be at risk. But people will always run to look at a fire. But they won't run to look at a rapist or et cetera. Here you have a man minding his own business, hearing somebody yell for help, and he goes over and he helps. And, you know, he puts himself at risk. He doesn't know somebody could have come out of the house, started shooting at him. And good for him. I mean, Charles Ramsey, absolute hero. I love the guy. Definitely deserves a hug. And he's, you know, funny about it, too. You know, being able to, you know, show some levity in such a passionate situation. And, you know, I understand a lot of us, you know, we don't trust people out there. We, you know, seem to mind our own business. When people get involved, you know, they're at the wrong place at the wrong time. Unfortunately, I think a lot more crimes would be solved if people did kind of snoop around, stick their nose in, you know. But good for this guy for helping. All right. Don't go away. We got medical news, 1-877 Doc Dally. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of you over the break had wanted me to know that I guess the women like Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, Michelle Update had been chained at the neck and at the waist. I have no news again how Amanda Berry was able to break free from that, but wow. All right. Thank you for the update. Thank you. All right. I'm going to try to lighten it a little bit next. We're going to be talking about plants that actually talk to each other. I think this is pretty cool. But first, big shout out to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So scientists from the University of Western Australia thinks they found evidence that plants talk to each other using microscopic sounds. Okay, wasn't it Lord of the Rings where the trees were talking right in the forest and they made all these sounds? All right, I could believe it. I believe anything. Scientists, I guess, are looking at chili plants. And they discovered that when seedlings are put next to friendlies, shall we call it, friendly plants, they grow stronger. But when seedlings were put near bad neighbors like fennel, germination was then hindered. Okay, you know, this is much better than the spider study we talked about in the first hour where male black widows, there's a species where the male black widow eats the female as opposed to the female black widow eating the male after she mates with them. All right, this is a much better study. Oh, I don't know. In that study, they were trying to figure out which spiders were virgins. And I don't know. Anyway, so going back to the plants, the team was led by researcher Dr. Monica Gagliano. She found that sprouting chili plants will grow more successful next to a friendly neighbor, which in the chili plant's case was an adult basil plant. Are you guys getting all this? So I guess chili does well with basil, but not fennel. Maybe fennel is mean. All right? Because people confuse it with kennel for dogs. Okay, so if they place them next to a neighbor such as fennel, the germination is held back and they don't seem to grow. Well, maybe the fennel plant gives off a certain chemical, all right, that isn't conducive to growing around it. So anyway, they think plants need good neighbors and they need to be away from bad. Oh, here they go. Fennel is a bad plant neighbor because it competes aggressively, releasing chemicals that stunts the growth of its rivals. Yet basil produces helpful chemicals that keep out weeds and act as a natural insect pest killer. I always knew basil was nice. I love eating things with basil on it, you know, as a seasoning. I think anytime I see basil, I order it, even if I don't really like what the main, you know, part is. I just really dig basil. Okay, so now we know basil is nice. Fennel is mean. I don't think I've ever eaten anything with fennel. You know, first time I ever heard about fennel was on Hell's Kitchen, right? Somebody would be eating, like, fennel. Oh, truffle. That confused me. He's like, truffle. Now, I know about truffle cake and chocolate truffles, but I guess it's some sort of a vegetable or something, mushroom-looking thing. I'm like, truffle? Don't call something truffle unless it's chocolatey. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of chocolatey, Chris Christie looks like has thrown away the donut and has actually undergone some gastric lap band surgery. He's already lost 40 pounds. From what we understand, he went into the surgery February 16th, President's Day, checked in under a false name, had the lap band surgery where the band gets put laparoscopically around the stomach, creating two pouches, smaller and a bigger one. Yet food having to come in through the stomach now shouldn't be more than about a half cup to a cup in size. And, he's been talking about his weight and struggling with it for about 20 years. And as he's turning 50, he says, for me, this is about turning 50 and looking at my children and wanting to be there for them. He says, I know it sounds crazy to say that running for president is minor, but in the grand scheme of things, it was looking at Mary, Pat, and the kids and going, I have to do this for them, even if I don't give a crap about myself. Now, of course, there's been a lot of talk about Chris Christie running for president in 2016. Yes, he would probably need to lose weight. I mean, we talked about that. You know, we had, Teddy Roosevelt and President Taft. You know, they had, you know, larger BMIs. I mean, you could have a large BMI and still run for president. But my problem is, if it doesn't give him the confidence, all right, when he runs, and I'm not saying he's the best pick by any means, okay, I don't know who could run against Hillary Clinton. My guess would probably have to be another woman because people want this to be a historic election and they want to be around to see the first woman president. You know, they're going to make this happen. And so, maybe we need a woman going up against Hillary. I don't know. Because, it's hard to find a man in the GOP that could run successfully against Hillary at this point. I know some of you were concerned about, people underutilizing Benghazi and what happened there. The tragedy, a horrific tragedy, but if they didn't, you know, if voters didn't care about it in the Obama election just a few months ago, they're probably not going to give a damn about Hillary's involvement either. Right? They're going to vote for whoever they want to vote for. But, you know, when it comes to weight loss, there is a huge confidence that people get. And I see it in the more slim, slender, but it's not the ones that are just slim and slender. They're the ones that work to get there. They're the ones that exercise. They're the ones that have some toning in their muscles, and they're very proud of what they did. All right? I saw some pictures of Chris Christie. I mean, it's funny. When you see Chris Christie head on, you know, and he talks, I love hearing him speak. He's right to the point. That's kind of my style. I love that. But when you see a side view, and the media will always get a side view, he doesn't look healthy. Okay, his weight does not look healthy. Then you have Bill Clinton's former White House physician saying he would die in office. I mean, that's ridiculous. But he doesn't need that. His kids don't need to hear that. He knows it's time to lose weight. And, you know, if he wants to prove that, you know, he could be a strong leader, of course he wants, you know, and lead a country, of course he wants to prove the first thing, you know, to tackle is his own, you know, health. And, you know, so good for him. You know, could an obese president be a successful president? Absolutely. We've seen it. We've seen it happen all the time. But we've seen it happen in many instances. All right. I mean, Bill Clinton was overweight, for crying out loud. All right. And he liked his McDonald's. Okay. And then, of course, media gave him crap and he had to eat healthy or he had to hide it. Or, but honestly, I mean, if you have a White House chef, my guess is they could make a piece of halibut taste like an Egg McMuffin if they wanted to. I mean, you know, gosh, when you got chefs, wow. But, you know, the idea of, you know, many of us, you know, deciding to go, you know, quote unquote, give in to have surgery to lose weight. I don't want you to think about it as a giving in. We discussed this on the show in the first hour where, or the second hour possibly, where, you know, many people think that, okay, if you're going to be losing weight or you're going to be addressing your weight, you need to do it, yourself with diet, exercise. And we talked about there's many genetics in play. There's metabolism issues. And it's not just always thyroid. You know, if your family is of a certain size, you may have that same size and shape. I see that time and time again with families. All right. You know, families who are huge, dad, mom, aunt, uncle, et cetera. And somebody could say, well, they all ate the same thing. But then you'll see a family member go rogue and exercise and try to go vegan. And they'll come in to see me and go, Dahlia, all I could lose is 20 pounds. It's like, you know, genetics is trying to pull me back to looking like my mom. And I really think that does exist. And so, you know, in that case, sometimes you really do need you know, surgery to come in and step in. And some of these surgeries are not that invasive. Yeah, the gastric bypass is. Yeah, the gastric sleeve, it's irreversible. You know, but things are getting a lot more fine-tuned now. And then you got the lap band, which even though I do see a lot more issues with it, like people saying it's slipping or having some nausea or sometimes some post-op pain, it's a much easier procedure to undergo. And I've never seen anybody die from it, knock on wood. And it decreases your appetite and it gets you back to where we should be in terms of portion sizes. A big reason why we have obesity is because we have huge plates and we fill up our plates. And we come from parents and grandparents who always said, you know, said, you got to finish your plate. All right? I remember my mom, she'd say, if you're too full for your dinner, you're too full for dessert. I would always ask for dessert. I didn't like what she was feeding me, and I was a skinny kid, but I wanted dessert. And, you know, she'd go, okay, are you done with your food? I'm like, yeah, I'm full. I'm full. And then she's like, who wants dessert? And I go, I want dessert. And she goes, if you're too full for your dinner, you're too full for dessert. Oh, I hated her for that, especially since she really couldn't cook and there really wasn't a lot of seasoning. But I love my mom. You know, this idea of finish your plate. Okay, you know, and then, you know, why is dessert being served? Dessert should be a once in a week type of treat. Now kids get dessert with their lunch. Kids get dessert with their breakfast. Kids get dessert with their dinner. Why do we have to have dessert after every meal? When did that happen? You used to not eat dessert. You ate your meal. The meal was gift enough. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and and or adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse,
social unrest,
natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, a new Pentagon study released today shows that the number of sexual assaults reported by members of the military rose now to 3,300 in 2012, and the department estimates that it's as many as 26,000 service members in total have been assaulted. All right, that's kind of crazy. So if we're having about 3,300 assaults a year, what's being done about it? Now, from what we understand, there are supposed to be protocols in place where people can complain. They can be able to start going up the chain. of being able to report these. But I think a lot of them are just not reporting them. They say the estimate of 26,000 sexual assaults is up from the estimated 19,000 in 2011. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is ordering a series of steps and reviews to increase officers' accountability for what happens under their commands and to inspect workstations for objectionable materials. Okay. Remember, I mean, I'm thinking the sexual assault is exactly, you know, what it is. Somebody being touched or groped or inappropriately handled, etc. But sometimes having pornographic material nearby is considered sexual assault. Hagel is ordering military leaders to develop a method to assist commanders and hold them accountable on their ability to create a climate of dignity and respect. You know, we talked about forms of sexual assault. You know, sexual assault can be as severe as many of the cases that we have, you know, reported on and, you know, what we're, what's being investigated now with the three women who had been, kidnapped in Cleveland. But, you know, also things as you telling a dirty joke. You saying something to the equivalent of, hey, baby, making a joke about hoes. Having pornographic material around, that could still be construed as sexual assault, boy, girl, etc. And, you know, we talk about workplace, sexual assault and sexual harassment. I mean, it depends. I mean, it's sexual assault if somebody feels injured by that. It is. And, in medical school, we used to, you know, flip each other off all the time. We got a huge talking to about how giving the flip off sign is considered sexual assault. Okay. I mean, I get flipped off all the time when I drive. I didn't even think that could be sexual assault. I didn't even think that. Okay. I don't really flip people off. It takes me too long to figure out the fingers, you know. Usually I just yell and I cuss and I scream at them and, you know, my kids are in the car. I probably should do the middle finger, but, you know, if your windows are tinted, nobody can really see it. Okay. Then honestly, you know, do I really need to, I mean, what's that going to do? Okay. I don't really need any road rage following me to work. I don't need that. But, be careful, especially, you know, in workplace. Now, I mean, you know, for any of these cases that are happening, of course, whoever the perpetrators are, they should be punished. And, they should not be allowed to, continue doing those actions. But a lot of you can unfortunately be in trouble or accused of sexual assault when all you were doing was just hanging out with the guys or the girls and just talking your game. All right? You need to be careful. You know, we talked about how one of the Price is Right models had sued for a variety of issues when she said that she was harassed when she was pregnant, and then she was suing for wrongful termination because they didn't hire her back after she had the baby. And she had said one of the producers had, as she was walking down the hall, say, oh, wide load. All right. Now, and then when she had miscarried the baby, one of the producers, you know, I guess was trying to comfort her and was saying, you know, this may be nature's way of getting you a healthy baby next time or something to that effect. All right. Well, she was able to use that as grounds of a multimillion-dollar lawsuit. Now, I was pregnant. I don't want to be called wide load, okay? I mean, I can't tell you how many of my friends joked with me, right? You know, throwing themselves up against the wall to look like they're trying to get out of my way because I was so large. You know, that kind of stuff. And I'm like, really? Stop it. You know, and they're like, oh, finally your stomach is bigger than your butt. I mean, this is what my friends did. Of course, I would make fun of them in an equal manner. Probably, I think I got them even better than they got me because they stopped. You know, usually you kind of go for below the belt. No, you can't go for below the belt. You can't do that anymore. That's considered sexual assault. It's considered harassment. You can't make jokes like that. You can't make fun of each other, even if you guys are friends, because one day you may not be friends. You know, that's the problem with the workplace. You know, people's social arena ends up being work. You know, if you don't go to school anymore and you don't have a group of friends where y'all go out to the, you know, the clubs or, you know, to parties and stuff, your social arena ends up being work. All right. Now, for some of us, it helps us. having friends at work, it's great. Oh, I can't wait to, you know, you get in your car, you can't wait to, you know, see your buddy at work, talk about X, Y, and Z, show them this and that, whatever. You get to work, after work, maybe everybody goes and has a drink or gets a bite to eat or whatever. Everybody goes home, deal with the kids, etc. But, you know, work is a social arena. Where you guys need to be very careful and gals need to be extremely careful is a lot of times you are friends. So you work with your friend, you work with your best friend. Well, you making comments, right? Or commenting about how her bust looks, all right? Boom. Boom. Sexual harassment, possibly sexual assault. You having porn on your computer. You know, one of the doctors got fired. A very good doctor, taught me a lot. He, when the internet craze was starting, porn was probably one of the first things looked at by most people online. They were like, oh my gosh, I mean, you know, who cares about Netscape and World Wide Net? Wow, you could see boobies. So people were pulling up porn. And they did it at my, they did it in some places where I trained at, okay? I want to not, you know, I don't want anybody knowing the name of this person because they deserve their privacy. But we didn't think much of it. I mean, when that was happening, you know, would walk by and go, whoa, really? No way. I mean, the internet was kind of new. And from what we heard, that doctor eventually got fired because somebody thought it was very harassing, assaulting, and inappropriate. And some of you may think you should have gotten fired. Some of you may think, oh, that person overreacted. But you may think that having pictures of, I mean, you know, it's interesting. You know, people will throw these jokes up on Facebook. And it'll be like mountains that look like boobies or something like that. And we all think it's funny and we all giggle. And, you know, we start to do this very, very frequently. We think this is now modern socialization. You know, a picture that was viral yesterday was this picture of a building in China. I think it was the People's Daily Headquarters. And as it's being built, it looks like a very phallic member of the body. And so that picture's gone viral. It's circulating. Don't bring that to work. Right? And you may have to be careful about sending stuff like that to your coworkers. If you guys are Facebook buddies, and you send a provocative picture to a coworker. Now, some of you are probably going, wait, Dahlia, really? Okay, honestly, a picture of a building that looks phallic, you're not going to get in trouble for that. Keep in mind, when somebody complains, they usually don't just complain about one particular thing. Okay, they are going to, if they're going to make a case, bring up everything. So that joke you made about a rabbi and a gynecologist being in a bathtub, they're going to say that was inappropriate. Okay? You're looking at them in a new outfit going, damn, you look good. That really makes your, I mean, you got curves, woman. That could be considered inappropriate. You know, we had somebody who was kind of upset that, we decided to take a person off his medication because his levels were good. One of my providers, and he's like, I don't understand why you would do that. Why would you not just leave me on the medicine, etc.? And, you know, that wasn't his only complaint. He decided to bring up everything. And I was okay with that. But because I know some people feel like if that one complaint isn't enough, they're going to, you know, bring up everything. And the complaints were very easy and small. And the guy's a great, great patient of ours, will continue to be. But just remember, it's never just one complaint. It's everything. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I've been watching this volcano. I guess from what we're being told, five people have already been killed as a Philippine volcano has been, I'm watching pictures of this now, spewing fire and ash four German tourists and one of their Filipino guides have been killed today. It's one of the Philippines' most active volcano. It's called Mayon. Mayon volcano, M-A-Y-O-N, as opposed to Mayan. An explosion happened at about 8 a.m., lasting over a minute. Unfortunately, the group was climbing this volcano at the time. They said seismologists described this event as routine, steam-driven explosion, but it sent a thick cloud of smoke about 1,600 feet into the air. There were a total of 27 hikers on the volcano at the time. This volcano is about, 8,000 feet in Albay Province, 200 miles southeast of Manila. Apparently, there is a 3.7-mile, quote-unquote, permanent danger zone that has been declared around the volcano, but local authorities told the French news agency that they allow people to climb when there are no signs of eruption. When this volcano erupted, remember, in 2009, thousands of people had to be evacuated. I know this kind of reminds me of Dante's Peak. Always kind of listen, okay? And before you go on any mountain, you need to, if you can, just check. You check the weather before a trip. Yeah, I like to navigate mountains and hike, et cetera. You know, I wouldn't, think about that too. I mean, I don't live near any active volcanoes, but if a mountain was an active volcano at one point, right? What about like Cleveland Mountain in Alaska that keeps erupting and having issues? Okay, that would probably be a mountain I would probably say to maybe avoid. Okay, unfortunately, these people thought it was going to be safe. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say the U.S. is one of the most dangerous countries in the industrialized world for newborns because the U.S. has more premature births and babies born to teen mothers. They say for every 1,000 babies born here in the U.S., 3 die on the day of their birth. That's horrifying. And it's, the highest death rate in the industrial world. Over the European countries, Cuba, Egypt, even over developing countries, Mexico, Cuba, etc. So, what's going on here? Well, I think a big part of it is the teen birth rate. I think the premature birth rate, it could also be substance use. They say the world's lowest first-day mortality rates were found in Cyprus, then Estonia, then Iceland, Luxembourg, Singapore, and Sweden. In each of these countries, only one baby per 2,000 newborns died on the day of their birth. All right. United States led the pack. Then came Canada, Switzerland, Latvia, Australia, New Zealand, Poland, Austria, United Kingdom, Hungary. I mean, that's kind of a lot. That's, it's kind of pretty frightening. I have big issues with our teens getting pregnant and them not having the education that they need. I think we're kind of going in the wrong direction with the over-the-counter emergency birth control. I've spoken about that at great lengths. Of course, my issues with that is, nobody's taking the time to talk to these girls. If a 12-year-old is running into a drugstore to try to find emergency contraception, right, then obviously they're running in there because they probably had unprotected sex. And if they're having unprotected sex, don't they need a talking to? But apparently Washington administration wants the FDA to change its 15-year-old guideline, open it up to anybody who wants to get it any age, and let these kids have access to it. And, I know some of you say, well, Dahlia, that's counterintuitive. Dr. Dahlia, let them get the emergency birth control so they don't get pregnant and then have a baby. All right. They could still get the emergency birth control from their doctor. But Dr. Dahlia, they don't want to go to the doctor. That's why they're getting pregnant. Well, when are we going to talk to these girls or boys? All right. When somebody runs and gets that emergency contraception and they have that panic, that's probably a very panicky, scary time for them. All right. But then they have another instance or they drink or something happens and they, lose their inhibitions and boom, have sex again. So they're like, okay, well, I could just run down to the store. And remember how embarrassing it was for people to get Viagra? People were very, nervous about going in and asking for it, so they tried to send the wives, etc. And now people just, you know, I mean, they joke about it all the time. They go, oh, I need my Viagra. Or, although this next study may actually kind of disagree with what I'm about to say. But now, I mean, people are just asking for it as their chief complaint. They come in. I mean, some people are still embarrassed, but a lot of people are like, I'm here to get my Viagra refill. All right. You know, they're Facebooking it. They're texting it. And I'm like, no, come into the office and don't be texting that kind of stuff. It's all over the place. But that's going to be the same way with emergency contraception. They're going to have sex, run to the drugstore, or have somebody pick it up, and then they pop the pill. That's not birth control. That's not protective sex. That's not protecting you against diseases that could kill you. But that's the way our society's going. And unfortunately, we have highest newborn death rates. I don't know how to turn it back. I don't know how to turn back the clock. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in this particular study, they're saying many men with erectile dysfunction don't get treatment. All right? Apparently, they say, according to Dr. Brian Helfand, who's an assistant clinical professor at urology at North Shore University Health System and University of Chicago, says only 25% of men actually get treated for erectile dysfunction. He says these treatments overall are underutilized. Now, what he did is he looked at medical records of more than 6 million men with an erectile dysfunction diagnosis. He had used an insurance claims database and looked for the medical code for erectile dysfunction. Yeah, you see, privacy, huh? All right. Then he looked to see how many people filled a prescription. I understand you could black out the name, but the fact that medical records and insurance codes are out there to be studied, it's not just between you and your doctor. Just realize that. Maybe that's why people aren't getting it treated, because they don't want to talk to the doctor about it because it's going to go on the chart. And yeah. Anyway, patients were considered treated if they filled a prescription for Viagra, Cialis. These are drugs, these phosphodiesterase inhibitors that help maintain blood flow into the penis. And they also looked at drugs called prostaglandins that are given by injection or urethral suppositories. There's a variety of things out there for dysfunction. And he considered them untreated if they received a diagnosis, but they didn't go and fill the prescription. Insurance companies track this because when you fill a prescription, the insurance company finds out about it. So they, it's all on record somewhere, what you get filled, etc. Now, the study didn't have information on why the men went untreated, but he thinks there could be a variety of reasons. Can I just pipe in and say maybe it's the money? These medicines cost money. All right? Okay? They think maybe men are embarrassed. Maybe men are nervous about the pill. All right? But I think a cost is a big part of it. You know, they were talking about cash price Viagra being sold by Pfizer. And, you know, Viagra was up to $25 a pill. I remember when it was $10 a pill. With insurance, I think it could go down to $4 a pill. And for some of you, you're like, I'll pay $10. Fine. But think about that. I mean, how many times a month? That starts to add up. So, you know, what I just recommend is if you do have erectile dysfunction, as much as I want you to enjoy sex, etc., before you take those medications, can you please make sure your heart is safe? Not that I think those medications will hurt your heart, but I want to make sure that you don't suffer from cardiovascular disease. Because if the arteries in the penis have issues, what about the arteries in your heart? Makes sense. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook, Dr. Dalia and Dr. Dalia Show, respectively. You all be safe. God bless.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. visit utopiasilver.com, U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.